So, hey guys, Juan Outlaw. Here we're working on a podcast. I'm here with Ray Jones. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Ray.
My name is Mr. Jones, aka Ray Jones. You know, we're working on a podcast that we don't even have a name for yet, but it's soon to come.
Right. Right. So we can let's get this started. We can orchestrate it. I know one. I hear the clicking noise. Ray always working, y'all.
Yeah, so
it's all good. It's gonna be the intro podcast. So this is that real stuff. This real life. Guys. You be on the move.
Doing work. Doing two jobs at once.
Two jobs at once. And three jobs. You include. We're gonna record right here. So we wanted to just kind of get the podcast started. Again, this is just a test run right now. We want to talk about many different topics. In terms of like crypto, NFT world, metaverse, technology, sports, politics, whatever that comes to our mind based on the conversation. This is a conversation between a group of friends. We just kind of want to get started. So, Ray, do you get
this is not Earn Your Leisure. We're not trying to copy Earn Your Leisure.
Oh, it's yeah.
Two guys talking.
Okay. Two guys talking. That's what we would call it. Two guys talking. All right. So what you want to talk about today? What you got to talk about? What you want to talk about?
Introduction, you know. Like I said, I'm Ray, a delivery driver at Amazon, but I like to call myself a crypto fanatic, crypto, you know, the crypto guy. That's what I'm gonna call myself.
I like that. The crypto guy.
I got the Dogecoin around 2018. 3 years before the hype, you know, when it was fractions of a penny. I remember you could spend like $20 and get, 5,000, 6,000 shares?
Right, easy. Something like that.
And got an Ethereum last year, about $100. And this was just all
off of people. But it was only $700 last year?
Yeah, last year. I remember.
Is that $4,000 now?
It's at $4,000 now because when I got into it, one of my mom's friends, she came to me and was like, have you ever heard of this cryptocurrency called Ethereum?
Right.
I was like, Ethereum? Nah, I never heard of it. And this, at the time she told me, it was at $300.
Oh my God. And this is only a year? So this is like a year, year and a half?
It's probably a good year. Yeah, you're right. Year and a half.
Okay, like a year and a half ago. Okay, cool. I mean, but you knew about Bitcoin then, right?
Yeah, I knew about Bitcoin because, like I said, I was invested in Dogecoin in 2018.
Right.
So I knew about Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, the regular, you know, coins that was out right around that time.
Right.
But I didn't know about Ethereum.
So how'd you end up getting into... So your mom friend told you about it, and it was at $300 around that time. So it looks like you waited $400 later to finally invest.
Yeah.
All right, hey guys, welcome to Two Guys Talking. We just want to continue the story. So Ray, Mr. Crypto, he was up here just talking. He was mentioning how he kind of got into Ethereum. So I believe where we left off, Ray, you were saying you got into Ethereum, you heard about it from your mom's friend, and it was around $300. And then you said you got it at around $700, right? You waited about $400 in to make
it. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. So that's where we left off.
Summer of 2020. $100, my mom friend told me to invest in it. That's crazy. He told me to invest in it, didn't believe him, but I always kept my eye on it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So months passed, I kept looking, it kept going up, hit 500, hit 6, went back down to $300. By the end of December, I go to my girl, I'm like, look, we gotta invest in this thing because it's gonna hit $1,000. So like I want to say the middle of December or end of December, whenever we got that stimulus check, we put our money in the whole.
That so next week.
That's a thousand. The next week.
the next week. Just like that.
I was invested in Dogecoin in 2018. So when Ethereum hit 1,000, Dogecoin hit one penny that January. So I'm up right now. I'm big up, smiling ear to ear.
Right. And you just started investing. Right.
Yeah. Knowledge, no nothing. I just bought these two assets because somebody told me about it.
Right.
And that's what really kicked off the journey for me in crypto.
Right. See, that's, man, I wish I would have joined around that time. Shoot. Well, I guess after that.
So, I wish I could have put more money into Dogecoin too.
At the time, right? Yeah, before it had jumped up. And that's kind of how I got in. Like what Ray was saying, right? He kind of heard it from somebody, and that's really how all of it starts. Somebody heard it from somebody that something new, something's growing and getting going, right? So Ray told me about Ethereum. I kind of heard about it, but again, only knew Bitcoin at the time and knew I couldn't afford it because Bitcoin was good around like 10 plus years ago. So we were in what, high school and stuff like that, you know, when Bitcoin really was just being heard of. I wish, just like the Google, the Facebook, those iconic moments when Microsoft, when we should have been, you know, invested, right? So unfortunately, that wasn't really around our time period. You know what I mean? So anyways, we heard about Bitcoin.
We could have caught Bitcoin last year, though.
That's what I'm saying. But
like
even
when the market fell off.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't even know, again, nothing about it so far. It's like Bitcoin, I've always invested like into the Microsoft, the Tesla. Again, not 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago when I probably should have done it. But again, high school, college, I'm not thinking about this. My parents or people aren't telling me, hey, you know, you're hearing it from somebody. You usually want to hear from a trustworthy source and be like, oh, bet. Okay, let me try it. Or some parents, if they're smart, they'll just say, hey, I'm taking some of your allowance money and I'm putting it into this thing. But it's kind of like gambling at the early stages, right? The stock kind of goes up and down, and this got to be money that's kind of disposable. And then Ray kind of got me on Ethereum and Dogecoin, right? So it's with Ethereum, I kind of heard about it, but I still didn't invest because at the time, Bitcoin, Ethereum, I couldn't really afford a full coin. And at that time, I'm just like, look, if I can't afford a full coin, I ain't really trying to do it. But I've learned from Ray in terms of those ones, look, you can buy pieces of the pie and let that still grow. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I really started doing. And then as far as Dogecoin, Ray was like, hey, you know Elon Musk, right? I'm like, yeah, I know Elon. You know what I'm saying? I follow Tesla.
All that was in 2020. Like in 2020. Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, that hopped on the Dogecoin train.
Right.
Well, that came in 2020 after it reached a penny.
Right. And they hearing it from people. But that's what I'm saying. You took the first move in terms of like Ethereum and Dogecoin and said, hey, like you say, talk to your lady, say, hey, we're going to go ahead and throw some of this cash into it and just let it rock. And then like you said, smiling from cheek to cheek on seeing how it grew.
Make money from investing in these things. And it's just crazy.
Are we still live? You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I was getting hyped on my phone, y'all. So, yeah, I hyped on my phone, but it's just crazy how it just jumps up from there. So, it's to me, I guess my lesson learned was listen to your real good friend and know and trust it, the process, and have a little bit of side money disposable to kind of take risk in certain these investments, right? With real estate, all these things, people say I need 20,000, 40,000, 50,000 stuff down. But with crypto, as Ray said, right, at times it may just take $700, may just take $500, and that can turn you into, you know, turn into a lot of money.
Yeah, you just got to trust your gut. Like I was saying, I feel like God was putting those subtle hints in our minds for years about this stuff.
Right.
Because you remember, like, the movie Dope? Have you ever seen that? The movie Dope?
Yeah, I remember Dope.
They was using Bitcoin up there and shit. Back then, it was, what, a few hundred dollars.
See, and that's the thing. I went and I ain't even peeped that now, and I feel like I need to watch that movie over again. And it'd be little hints. And that's why people be like, you know, you watch too much TV, too much movie shit. Sometimes some things you throw in little diamonds. Dropping some hints.
Exactly. They throw diamonds in some movies, man.
Hey, man, I'm thinking about that now. Cause now we talking about this whole metaverse, crypto world, man. It's crazy because, like Ray said, crypto is really nothing, and now it's people are buying it, like businesses are even accepting some crypto, right? And Tesla's was allowing people to buy cars We have a Bitcoin at one point.
And they still are. And to piggyback off of what you said about trusting your friends, just like you said, my friend Devonair, you know Devonair, shout out to Devonair.
Hey,
he's the one that told me about Dogecoin.
Right.
Like, he put me on Dogecoin first. He was like, look, man, I don't know, but this Dogecoin right here is fractions of a penny. So if it goes up like Bitcoin, we rich. I know nothing about it. So I was like, I trusted his judgment.
Right.
And lo and behold, it went up.
And speaking of that right there, right? Like, look what you just said. If it goes up to a fraction of a penny, right? I got a boy I know that invested in space coin. He bought like a million of space coins. And that shit at what, 0.00?
Do that around here.
You know what I mean? So, but like you said, if you jump just a little bit, but let's say like in case of Dogecoin, right? Right now, what's Dogecoin at? Not even a cent, right?
Shout out. Yeah, Dogecoin is at 20 cents, 20 to 22 cents right now.
I'm sorry, 22 cents. It's not at a dollar yet, I mean. It's not at a dollar yet.
Yeah, it's not at a dollar yet.
Right.
It's going to be a couple of years before it gets to a dollar.
But look at what you're saying, though. It's going to be a couple years. Look, Bitcoin been around for 10 plus years, right? And I wasn't even thinking about it. It's at 40 grand now. Imagine if I put the right amount of money per month or something into something like Dodge or just something, whatever it's going to be, the next Cardano, whatever, what have you, right? But over the next couple years, and I don't think about it, look at it, whatever, again, I won't have that $10,000 Bitcoin pizza moment, right? Where somebody bought a pizza one time with Bitcoin that's worth $10,000 a day. That's a story that was all over the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
He bought like a Lamborghini or something with Bitcoin. That is worth over $100 million now.
Oh, my God. And then he could have bought like 100 Lambos or something.
Yeah. Could have had a fleet of Lamborghinis right now.
A whole fleet. He could have started a Lambo dealership.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. And I think in terms of like this crypto stuff, man, like you're right. I think it's just like putting a little bit in here and there and just letting it rock, letting it sit. Like even Ethereum, right? I had lost some cash in it recently. I'm looking at some of my wallets, and because it's doing so well, I'd have made a little bit of that money back just by doing nothing. Now, imagine if I won't playing around too much, you know what I'm saying, trying to buy and do all this other stuff, you know what I'm saying, I would have been, you know, sitting on, you know, enough money to get them NFTs I was trying to get.
You got to trust your gut, man. Them gut moves, when your gut tells you to do something, do it, man.
But then it's a risk, right? Like nobody, I remember my friend lost $30,000 one time in stocks. I never knew what that felt like. I never had that much. $30,000, man. But again, because it's the risk.
If you don't mind, how he lose it?
Hey, look, all I know is he ain't want to talk much about it. He locked himself in a room for about a week or so. That's all I know. But I think it came from like day trading and stuff like that. But the whole point is he did the research,
got into it.
Looking on, and the thing is, I can't blame him, but at the end of the day, it's just like you took a risk and you did something, right? Just like I lost a little bit of ETH and all that stuff. In terms of this crypto talk, this is a good start to this. My main thing is, like you sound like, you know, just take risks. I know we're talking about my friend that, you know, lost 30,000 in the stocks and stuff like that. Not
take
crypto
educated risks. He fucked up because he fucking around with that day trading, man. Word to Ian Dunlap from Market Mondays. Don't trust that day trading. The money is in long term.
That's what I'm saying. Long term. And again, anything into the short term, you just got to know what to do with it. Like, let's say you're making money off ETH and you want to buy this and that. I mean, I don't have the capital right now to just buy Bored Apes and all that stuff. But again, buying a few other ones that are upcoming and stuff. But even those are being at 0.05 or 0.5. Everybody's trying to make a few hundred dollars just off like these to start.
You just got to look. Just like the Nifties, I lucked up on that and won a free seat. Now it's worth $400. It was $1,000 last week. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But at the end of the day, you didn't spend that much on it, and now you see the value of it. The value of it just fluctuating. And the thing is, with these rarities and all this different stuff, this stuff gonna be worth some money. I'm just trying to learn personally how to turn some of my physical assets, like my old trading cards and stuff, right, into money. But right now, the digital art stuff is becoming really, really hot. So I gotta.
I know you gotta. I know you got a rare Charizard somewhere.
Man, I got a lot of stuff, man. I'm just trying to, I got to figure out how to, unless I got to do like Logan Paul in him and put it on a Dagon necklace. You know what I'm saying?
Rare, though.
Right, put it on a necklace and go fight a famous fighter or something, you know what I'm saying? But I got to figure out, I got to figure out how to do it, you know, but at the end of the day, that Charizard that he was rocking, he bought it from like a private person or something, probably for that amount of money. I just, pretty much the way the value of stuff is, the value is what somebody makes, right? Just like the Dodge Fund Ethereum, it's all about the supporters, the backers that go into it that make sure thing value goes up. Just like famous collectible cards, Charizard, all them, you know, special editions, all it ain't worth nothing until somebody says it's worth something. So I know personally, what I got to do is look up the cards that I have, research on eBay, all these different, and see what they're going for. You know what I'm saying?
And a word of advice to the listeners, to the future listeners, do not buy the meme coins. The meme coins will not make you no money.
And there we go. Oh, who's sponsoring that? Who's sponsoring that meme coin so they can know?
Oh, the meme coin, like Dogecoin, Shiba, all the ones that's hot right now for y'all kids and adults who don't know shit. It's the hedge funds. The hedge funds, the banks, the people that's trying to make their money back. They hyping it up for y'all so they can make money, cash out, and y'all still sitting there holding Dogecoin shares.
Right. So you're saying right now, lay it down. You said people should not be owning meme, something called meme coin. You said no more Dogecoin right now.
No more Shiba, no more Space Moon or Space Coin, whatever it's called.
None of that stuff. Right.
No problem.
So what if somebody already got it right now and they and it's just sitting there?
Sell it and buy the top 20 cryptocurrencies. Everybody do your Googles, look up the top 20.
So what's the top five or so off the top of your head? Which one?
Bitcoin, Ethereum.
Ethereum.
I think Cardano number six.
Cardano.
Solana.
Solana, that's four.
And we need one more.
Yeah,
I
want to
say
more.
Either XRP or something else.
Is it Uniswap? Is Uniswap one of them?
I think Uniswap is like number nine,
lower two. Down on the list. I got you. But at least that's like five or six 20. Right there.
It's top 20.
A couple five off the top of the head, top 20. But the top three, pretty much you heard it. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano. Cardano's a little more affordable right now for most folks, though.
Or Solana. Solana's about 200.
200 a share?
Yeah.
Okay. Cardano less than that, right?
Yeah, Cardano's only a dollar.
Okay.
And it's only because they got too many tokens out. There's no cap on how many tokens they got.
Gotcha, gotcha.
If they capped that thing, oh my goodness, it'd be a wrap.
If they cap what, Cardano?
Yeah, like the supply of Cardano.
Mm-hmm. Is it a chance that they would cap it?
No, the founder of it, he came out and said that he'll never do it. He don't believe in that. It's called a burn process, like a burning.
Okay, so he got to do something in order to make that happen. But won't that put more money in our pockets, the people that own it?
Yeah, but, you know, it wasn't made for that. You know what I'm saying? Every crypto has their own white paper that tells you what the crypto was made for.
Right. Okay, and should people be searching and reading up on that to kind of see if they believe in it or not? Or, you know, they just got to follow the top 20.
Most definitely. Do your research. You got to do your research if you want to make some money. You can't just go out and buy something because somebody says, like, even me, don't go out and buy it because I said it. Do your research, make sure they have a strong market cap, make sure you read the white paper and know what they're doing,
right?
And make sure it's like in the top 20, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So, and I think, like you said, top 20, don't believe everything people says, but I know we did mention, like, hey, you learned about Ethereum and stuff and Dogecoin from other people that you trust that don't know too much about it.
I was doing the research as well, too, though.
Exactly. No, but that's a good point to hit home, right? Because I, you know, want people to be like, hey, but y'all, you heard them. We listen to the people that we trust, but once we hear it, we do the research. That's why Ray, for example, didn't invest in Ethereum right away. You know what I'm saying? Did the research, say, you know what, babe, we got some cat. Let's go ahead and invest in it. The same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Do Dogecoin, I did. That was the only one that I didn't do research on. I didn't know shit about Dogecoin.
Right, but you made money from it.
Guy, right, it went up, and I was up.
But again, I think you start making more money. you start making more money when you did the research. Cause I was asking you about it and you didn't know, like you said, you didn't know much about it, but you said, look, people like this, this, and this is backing this stuff up. It's going to be hot. And again, I made some money, y'all. I made some money because of that research that he did initially. That, but now, like he's saying, based on the fluctuations of it, this is where you can put your money. And again, it's just educate yourself and come back to this podcast, listen in, chime in, feel free to request to come in and talk to the guys. Having a conversation.
You got any more information to add to this conversation, please do. There's always somebody out there smarter than us because I surely do not know everything.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So we here having these conversations and I don't know. I think that's a wrap, right, for the first one. We're going to see how this thing
sounds. Yes, sir. It's a wrap. Peace out, my family. Right. I hope y'all enjoy.
All right. Peace.
Peace.